Let's speak to Michael McAdam this morning, who's the owner of Flicks Restaurant. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Well, first of all, what is your message to the public this morning?
Stephen, honest to goodness, I mean, I'm devastated, totally and utterly devastated that anybody should have been made ill after having a meal or by visiting a restaurant. And I can't outline that any stronger.
Michael, maybe we can just walk through this and the timeline for this, because I'm sure you'll want people to know your participation in this as much as anyone else. When did you first become aware that there was a problem with E. coli in your restaurant?
We were aware that people had been made sick in August, and Environmental Health, who I have to congratulate, do a spectacular job, arrived very swiftly on our doorstep to do what they would normally do in a situation like this, where they went in and they took samples of all of the food. In this case, it was burgers. They took samples of the burgers. They took cooked burgers, as I understand it, and raw burgers. They also swabbed the kitchen. In fact, I think they were there for a total of 4 hours on one particular occasion, given the restaurant a thorough going over. Spoke to the chefs, watched them actually cook, took the swabs and samples away, and when we went on to report to find out what the outcome of that was, there was nothing within the samples or within the swabs that were taken on that day to indicate that there was a problem within Flicks.
And in August, Michael, you said it was it was the burgers that were tested by the public health agency.
I don't know whether it was a public health agency or Environmental Health. I don't know that they're one of the same.
Fair enough. Okay, sorry, my fault. How many customers back in August contacted you telling you they were sick because they'd eaten at Flicks?
I'm not aware that any customer contacted us at all, Stephen, to say that they had been sick. None whatsoever.
So what was your understanding in August of the problem?
Well, my understanding was, Stephen, that in August, at that particular time, that there were several cases. In fact, there were 17 cases throughout Northern Ireland of E. coli. 9 of them were in Belfast. And around about 5 to 6 of those people at that time had not ate in Flicks.
Well, we're being told that... We've been told that four people had been linked to Flicks in August. So that stacks up, doesn't it?
Well, 4 people may have ate in Flicks, Stephen. I mean, hindsight's a wonderful thing. But at that particular time, you know, and I'm not trying in any way to underestimate the seriousness of this, but based on what we were faced with at that time, there were 9 cases of E. coli in Belfast, 4 of which of those people had ate in Flicks. So I'm assuming that the authorities, and certainly we looked at that and says, well, yes, people have been sick, but there's no definitive evidence that has proved that they came from, they actually had the poisoning in Flicks. And as you will be aware, and was stated earlier on in the programme, Environmental Health paid several other visits. Another visit another day was another 4 hours of swabbing, because they come in totally unannounced in the middle of a busy lunch, as by rights they should. And once again, samples were taken, going right back to the supplier of our meats. And once again, nothing showed up that could tie that outbreak to us.
And that was in August, Michael?
That was in August.
So if we then fast forward, at what stage did it become apparent that more than 4 people were getting sick?
Well, once again, leaving August aside, it was last week, it was last Wednesday, when we first became aware that somebody was confirmed with E. coli, and the second person was yet to be confirmed.
So that was one person, possibly two?
That was one person. What made this different was that it wasn't it wasn't 2 people from the same group of people. In other words, it was 2 different parties. When the evidence came through and the results came through the following day, on the Thursday, that in fact it was now 2 separate people who had eaten in the restaurant, we understand, and are apart from each other, and living in different parts of the city, then the evidence at that stage suggested that we were probably the source, and we sought advice on what would be best to do.
But Michael, you were putting a lot of store in the fact that two different people had E. coli, but four different people in August had E. coli from your restaurant.
No, Stephen, they didn't have it from our restaurant. It wasn't conclusive from our restaurant. I'm not trying to get away from anything.
Do you still think it wasn't from your restaurant?
No, hang on a second, Stephen. Let's deal with the facts here. Let's be factual. You have a statement from the public health agency saying that when the report came through, and the reports day and daily going to environmental health, where anybody goes into any eating establishment, a sandwich bar, a burger bar, who knows what, and the next day have a dicky tummy, and they make a report, the first thing that happens is environmental health duly go and investigate those areas. That's what they did with us. There was no conclusive evidence whatsoever at that stage that it was us. I mean, Stephen, I would not dream of opening the doors of a restaurant if we were doing something wrong. It would be commercial suicide, and apart from that, endanger people would be ridiculous.
But, Michael, I understand that. But what I'm trying to understand is when two people who are unrelated have E. coli last week, your antennae goes up and you say to yourself, hold on a minute, we've got a problem. Now, I'm trying to reflect the views of one of the people, maybe you heard him on the programme today, who got E. coli in August. And there were four, he was one of four people who had been to your restaurant, unrelated, who ended up with E. coli. Did the antennae go up in August?
No, it didn't, Stephen, because as I pointed out to you, the information that we were receiving from Environmental Health was that there were 17 cases of E. coli, nine of which in the month of August were reported in Belfast, four of which were reported to have ate in Flix.
Do you now think, given the benefit of hindsight, do you think that the four people who got it at Flix, or do you think it's one of the biggest coincidences in Northern Ireland?
Stephen, you know, we have done nothing but go through day by day, hour by hour, with all of our staff who are in absolute bits and got it with what has happened to their livelihood at this stage. And the fact of the people that we've known so well as our customers, as personal friends, that this could have happened. And we have gone through everything. And I do not know. I am not an expert in medicine. I am not a scientist. I cannot tell. All we can do is rely on the relevant authorities who are the experts in this field, who investigated the matter, and the evidence was inconclusive.
Were you tempted in August, Michael, to take a precautionary approach to say, look, four people, let's close?
We're always frightened of these things, Stephen, when people make allegations against you. And anybody in the food business will all be aware that people are quick to jump on and say, I had there. Who's to know? Who's to know?
So last Wednesday, Thursday, you become aware of two unrelated cases. And Environmental Health say what to you, Michael? Do they tell you to close?
They made me fully aware of the situation. And my comments to them were, if we need to close these doors in order to take us out of the equation, then that's exactly what I will do.
And at that stage, you knew of two people?
At that stage, we now had two unrelated incidents, two unrelated people. And based on that, what you do in that situation is you appeal for help. You look to the experts, environmental health, to say, what do we do?
And Michael, since that, many other people have now got sick, isn't that right? The public health agency telling us there are some 118 probable cases and 20 confirmed cases.
I believe that that's the case.
It's huge numbers, isn't it?
Well, Stephen, it is. And once again, I don't know what is wrong with those people, and only with the relevant testing will it be proved if indeed they do have E. coli poisoning or not.
Well, 20 of them are confirmed.
They are. It's terrible.
And have you been able to identify the source within your restaurant yet?
Well, we haven't, Stephen, because once again, we're not the experts in that field. you know, we have looked at our procedures, and throughout all of this, from August onwards, environmental health have been in the restaurant numerous times. Any recommendation that was given to us was duly followed up. We followed all the rules and regulations, and we are just gutted as to how this could have happened.
What's the hygiene like within your kitchen, Nigel? Michael?
And ask environmental health. I'm going to tell you that we have done everything that was asked of us. We had just in the month of July put new walls up. We put new floors up, all at the request of environmental health, in other words, to modernise the kitchen. And I could have to say, as hypocritical as it may sound, Stephen, we have never had a cleaner kitchen.
Did you put those new walls and up at the request of environmental health because something was wrong in July?
No.
Why?
It was a modernisation. Environmental health have the right to come in at any time to say, to give recommendations of what they want done in order to ensure that people meet the levels of health and safety. And anything from that day, from any occasion, in the 6 years that we have been trading, any recommendation that was put to us, Stephen, was followed out thoroughly. All of our books and health checks are up to date. Staff training is all up to date. We have followed every rule and regulation. We take our job seriously. And where this came from, I have no idea.
Do you think Flix will ever open again?
Stephen, it's so difficult to say. It depends on the public. And we have, and I'm not making this up, my management team have, because Flix has a very tight customer base. And we have a lot of our customers are now personal friends, almost, if you like, because they're known so well by the members of staff. And in fact, I mean, I know our manager has been receiving text messages from people saying, listen, we're really sorry what's happened. We love going to Flix and we will support you again. So at the end of the day, Stephen, whenever we're told that everything is clear, that investigations are finished, we will sit down and we will look at the business model. And if the people are going to support us, then we would love to be back in business.
Your problem, Michael, is presumably you will agree with me that if you're not able, until you're able to identify the source, then people would be very reticent about eating at your restaurant. They'll want to know that you know where it came from.
Well, once again, Stephen, I'm not the expert in that. I mean, the Public Health Agency and Environmental Health take their jobs really serious. You know, anybody working in the food business does not want to get the wrong hand of any environmental health officer. They take their job serious, and when they've finished their investigation, I am confident that they will be able to pinpoint how this happened.
When did you close the restaurant, Michael?
I closed on Thursday evening.
That's a big decision to make.
It actually wasn't, Stephen. When you come back and get over the shock of what's happening to you, and you realise the seriousness of what you're dealing with, I personally went through the restaurant to the hatch where food was plated to go out to customers, and I said, it's not going out. I stopped it at that point, and we had a full restaurant. Because when people's health and safety is in fact, and we know that how serious this is, I do not take chances for anybody. I like to think that any other proprietor of any other restaurant that I was eating in would take the same action.
So you had a full restaurant on Thursday night?
We had.
And you came in and you stopped the food being served mid-flow?
I personally stopped. The waitress was putting her hand on two plates to go out, and I stopped it.